Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Judge Gino Brockton is presiding judge of TV's newest daytime sensation, Personal Injury Court, a courtroom program focused on highly charged cases alleging harm from personal injuries. Judge Brockton knows his way around the courtroom. A trial lawyer in a number of large, respected law firms in Atlanta, prosecuting and defending a diversified portfolio of serious civil matters across the country, serving for over a decade on one of the busiest trial benches in the Southeast, Atlanta's Fulton County, overseeing thousands of civil cases, as a full-time mediator, arbitrator, special master, handling nearly 3,000 cases, known as a no-nonsense trial judge with a big sense of humor. Judge Gino Brockton, presiding over the daily nationally syndicated daytime courtroom show Personal Injury Court, depicting some of the most outrageous, painful, and costliest personal injury cases ever seen on TV. Judge Brockton with us on This Week in America. Judge, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's really good to be here.
You know, there's really nothing else like this on television. What do you think makes Personal Injury Court different than the other programs out there?
I tend to think of Personal Injury Court like a good Ohio chili or a New Orleans gumbo. It's got a little bit of something for everyone, from the quirkiness of the cases to the drama of the litigants to the heartstrings, the laughter, the pace, the experts. It's got something for everybody. It is something that's going to either make you really happy, really silly, really mad, but it will keep you watching.
Well, and that's the emotions that we go through as we watch that. We're gasping at one moment, laughing at the next, and almost in tears at another moment on the program. And these are real stories based on real legal principles. Talk about that, because many of these stories literally are ripped from the headlines.
They are. And what we wanted to be as authentic as possible, because courtrooms represent all of the human drama that we experience in everyday life. That's part of why people are attracted to courtrooms. So you get good, interesting cases, good, interesting issues, and people get to feel it all. And I think that's what makes them come back.
Why did this show appeal to you when they came to you? What was it about this concept that's like, you know, I really think this could be an entertaining program and a benefit to the viewers as well? What appealed to you?
Well, a couple things appealed to me, Rick. One, it is right in my wheelhouse in the sense that I have spent the last 34 years of my professional life dealing with personal injury, whether as a mediator, a trial judge, a trial lawyer, an arbitrator, whatever it is, it's been involving the most serious, most dramatic of personal injury cases. So the subject matter was appealing to me because it's something that I know. But I also have always loved being in the courtroom. So for me to be in the courtroom where it's bright lights, lots of things moving, it's a dynamic process, it appeals to my few strengths. And I also wanted to be involved in something that would be exciting to people, that people couldn't wait to come back the next day. And for me to have a little piece in that just really, really makes my life complete. It really does.
What is different about this than all of the other cases, the courtrooms that you've been in, is the bright lights and they're on you. Talk about, because it seems like you've made a seamless adjustment to, it's almost like the camera's not there. You're just presiding over a courtroom. What has this been like, this transition to being on television?
Well, being in front of a crowd has never been really strange to me because I'm the youngest of 11 children, 9 boys and 2 girls. So having 10 older brothers and sisters, I've kind of been a performer of sorts from my childhood.
Yes.
But I'm more comfortable when there are more people there. And that doesn't mean I'm an attention seeker, but the crowds don't bother me. The pressure doesn't bother me. I was an athlete from 9 years old all the way through college. So performing in front of a crowd is is not second nature. It's first nature to me. But it is not performing to me. This is really who I am. And that's part of what I love about the show, is I can just be me and be in a setting that I know, that I enjoy, and that makes me grow. And that's the attraction to personal injury court.
With us on This Week in America is Judge Gino Brogdon, presiding judge, daytime TV's newest sensation, Personal Injury Court, airing daily in syndication. The website, personalinjurycourttv.com. Check there for local listings. You can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As we're watching, maybe we tend to forget these represent real cases and real people. Talk about the types of some of the cases involved and how you go about determining fault and determining a cash settlement.
Well, these cases are a spectrum of the peculiar ways that people suffer personal injuries. That is, someone falls in a septic tank, a porta potty gets knocked over and the guy gets covered by its containments. Another guy gets his eye put out in a adult entertainment club when the dancer's shoe comes off. A lady slips in a parlor when she picks her dog up and breaks her leg and the dog's leg. It's all these really peculiar things that give the audience the variety they need to stay interested, but also give them the platform to experience all the things that we tend to enjoy experiencing, the tears of joy, the tears of sadness, the heart rush of love and warmth. All these things are represented in this show.
How do you go about determining responsibility, partial responsibility, no responsibility?
Rick, the responsibility is first based on the foundation of the law. The law is the framework in which we place the evidence. I take the evidence and I weigh it. It is based on my experience. It's based on the apparatus of what a plaintiff has to prove and what the responses are, and then I make the call that judges do, that I've done thousands of times in terms of assigning responsibility, but cannot give in to sympathy or favor just because someone has a horrible injury. We got one case where a guy is suing for $19 million, and the result shocked people because I, as the judge, have to be loyal to the law. And I rule according to the law and the evidence. That's how it's been determined in every case.
Is there sort of a guideline you go through when you're assigning a settlement, putting a dollar amount on? Obviously, you've got one side saying injuries weren't that great. He's going to be back to work in no time, not a problem. The other side saying, judge, this is going to stay with me for life. How do you balance that and come up with a fair amount?
Well, some of it is based on the veracity or believability of the witnesses and the parties. When two people tell two competing stories, I've got to decide which one matches common sense and matches the facts. There's not really a formula that goes through other than the basis of my experience and my loyalty to the law. If the plaintiff, for example, proves a terrible injury but doesn't prove that the defendant did something wrong, then that's one verdict. If the plaintiff proves that the defendant did something wrong, caused a horrible injury, but the plaintiff contributed to that, then I have the hard task of assigning some blame to the plaintiff. Sometimes it's enough blame that the plaintiff loses, but it's not really formulaic. It's more experiential and then fitting within the framework of the evidence and the law that applies.
Talk about the evidence, because you have personal experts who come in, the experts who come in and offer their opinion one way or the other. You've got eyewitnesses. You also have surveillance video. And as I'm watching, I'm thinking, everything's on video now. Is that one of the major changes you've seen over the years? If someone makes a claim, somebody's probably got a video of it.
Technology and this super information highway that we're on has affected everything, and it certainly has changed the way evidence is presented, preserved, and viewed in courtrooms. You're absolutely right, Rick. Videos and photographs and surveillance, those things are very, very important, because you don't have to hire a service now to follow somebody and put them on video. The average person can do that by phone. People in buildings, one of the episodes that we had, there was video in a staircase that captured a guy who was feigning an injury. Had we not had that video, this guy may have gotten an award, but I instead threw him out of my courtroom when I realized that he was a fraud. But the technology has affected everything in the courtroom, and the evidence comes in a bunch of different ways. It comes by witness testimony, it comes by documentary evidence, it comes by tangible evidence like harnesses and pipes and things like that. It comes by demonstration. There are a number of demonstrations, which is one of the things that makes this show so unique. But then it comes by these various experts. We've got all kinds of experts, from orthopedists to comedians to sound check people to celebrity dancers in terms of real kind of ballet dancers, formal dancers, adult dancers. We've got carpenters and metallurgists. I mean, this show has more variety than any show that has ever been on TV in my lifetime, and I'm 58 years old.
Personal Injury Court is the name of the program. Judge Dino Brogdon, presiding judge. A minute or so left in the program. You've got three sons that know their way around a court as well. Two attorneys and one standout NBA player. Talk about how proud you have to be as a father. You're proud of your legal career, but you have to be proud of sons, two following you in the legal profession, one a former NBA Rookie of the Year.
To have sons like this is the crown jewel of my life. I'd like to take credit for everything they've done, but the credit really goes to both me and their mom and to them. My boys are really hardworking guys. Malcolm, who plays with the Pacers, there's no one going to outwork him. My other two sons, Gino and John, they have that same work ethic in their approach to the law practice. So I've always preached to them that there are real certain ingredients to success. One is work as hard as you possibly can. Two is know as much as you possibly can know. And three is stay in your lane, and then success is your destiny. So they've lived that out, and the credit really goes to them. I had some small part in it, but I take my hat off to my sons.
Judge, it's been so much fun having you on the program. With us has been Judge Gino Brogdon, presiding judge of the new daytime series Personal Injury Court. It airs daily in syndication. If you go to the website personalinjurycourttv.com, you can check the local listings. You can link on directly to that site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Judge, thank you so much for being with us on the program. We'll be watching every day as all of these cases unfold. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm so grateful. And please have me back if you see so fit.
Have a wonderful holiday. Would love to. You as well. You're listening to This Week in America. You'll find us online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.